time.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Appreciate our next guest holding the last few minutes. He's all over national television, VH1, you name it. One of the top comedians out there today, Patrice O'Neill. And the reason I wanted to get him on is I started getting reports and video clips sent to us, audio clips, from some of the biggest radio shows in the country of him on there promoting the Obama deception, explaining this isn't even about Obama. It's pointing out that Obama is owned by the same people and that we better deal with the elite. And so that's why we're really excited to have him on with us for the rest of the hour. Patrice O'Neill, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, sir. How are you? You know, right before I call, or right before you call me, I got a ring at my bell, at my doorbell, and it was very unusual, and I got a little nervous because I was on the Alex Jones Show, and a strange ring at my doorbell happened right at the time when you called. So I have to get my fear level down a little bit.
Oh, don't worry. The New World Order is not coming after you for that. We outnumber them 1,000 to 1. First off, for folks who may not know who you are, I mean, they saw you, but this is radio. They would recognize you from all the different television programs you're on. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your awakening to this whole globalist system, the elite, and why you're out there promoting the Obama deception.
Well, you got to be careful in terms of, like, how I bumped into it. I was watching something else on, and the ad came up for the Obama deception. I'm really into, thank God for documentaries, you know what I mean? And thank God for the internet, because if I had to go to these libraries and stuff and just grab a book and try to, like, cross-reference and learn about this, it would be kind of impossible, right? So when I went to the Obama deception, The reason why I said people, you gotta be careful, I guess, is like being black and having anything to say that might be wrong in terms of Obama is dangerous. You know, you walk around and you go, well, watch this. I saw this documentary, man, the Obama deception. And you know, as soon as you say that, oh, what is it? Oh, saying Obama. I go, nah, it's really not even about him. It's about the presidency altogether. It's about this new world order, and here's the problem. I believe in most things I hear about the new world order, most things I hear about the Bilderberg group, most things I hear about the Illuminati, but I try to come at it in a way where is that me with rock and roll music?
We're about to go to break, sir. Stay there. We're going to come back. Plenty of time to talk. We really appreciate Patrice O'Neill being our guest on with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Okay. Very popular comedian Patrice O'Neill is online with us. Very gracious to spend his time with us. I'm going to play a clip of him on Opie and Anthony coming in the next segment. One of the most popular shock jock shows. And we just appreciate him getting the word out and having the courage, because I saw all these Republicans worshiping Bush, just investing everything in their identities with him. Didn't matter then if he tortured kids. Didn't matter if they lied about WMDs. Didn't matter if they destroyed the Bill of Rights. They were committed to him. Well, then you get the first black president. He's sharp. He's nice. He says all the right things. I saw his globalist advisors. I knew what was going on. Then he got in. He went back on everything he said he'd do. And let me tell you, especially with black folks, you know, the pride. I know, as Patrice was just saying, I mean, it takes a lot of courage, as KRS-One and Professor Griffin and others have said, to try to explain to anybody who voted for Obama that, hey, this guy is suckering you. So you got interrupted by the break, sir. Please continue with your whole point about researching the New World Order, because you're absolutely right. I used to try to go to the library and cross-reference everything, and it would take hours. Now you can check everything so quickly. It's just amazing. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, when I was watching the other day, I had watched the Obama deception, and then I watched Obama pick the 64 team for the basketball, for college basketball, the brackets, and I'm like, this dude is such a dude. Like, you can't not like the guy. You go, I like this dude. You know what I mean? And not saying, okay, I watched your thing and now I completely believe that Obama's he's down with the New World Order. But what your video did is what I like to do is able to put another thought process in my head and another way to not only put another thought in my head, but to actually have a place to think, because I would have never thought some of the things that I think now in terms of if I didn't see that video. But what it did, it didn't make me go, Alex Jones knows what he's talking about. It made me go, let me cross-reference the info that you gave in the documentary and get it for yourself and get in some of these things that Henry Kissinger wrote and some of these websites and some of these bills. And I realized that and I watched the end game too. So that led me from Obama to the end game, then to Zeitgeist, and then to the other things that's out there. But the one thing I realized is there's a missing level to all of this in terms of the people. And one of it is, I think that you operate, and this is not a criticism, this is just for me in this short time trying to learn about this stuff, that you operate at the same thinking level as, say, the Bilderberg group. And what I mean by that is at the same intellectual level, at the same understanding. It's just that you're on the opposite side of these guys, but you have the understanding of the revolution and why that started, and the understanding of why World War One went on, why World War Two went on, the conspiracies behind the banking system, and a lot of the things that, dude, my brain had the capacity to know, but just never thought to know. My mind never thought to know that the federal banking system was not a federal system at all. It's a privately owned bank. That seems very typical to people. I guarantee that people that listen to your show every day and you, that's just nothing. But to me, when I found that out, my brain started to hurt.
But sir,
and then I started to look at the GIVE Act, you know, H.R. 1388. And I went to InfoWars and I'm looking for that. And I'm reading through this manifesto, and it might be that one little part that says they have to look into mandatory service. And I guess this whole little speech I'm making now is to say the difficulty, Alex, is how do you get people who don't know, don't even want to know? Because you either got two things to do, read a bill or go get some ice cream. It's either you put your both feet in and learn about this entire system, about watching the Obama deception led me to eugenics. Like, what? Eugenics? What? And then lead me to, you know.
Stay there. Patrice, we got a long segment coming up. You won't be interrupted for about 15 minutes. This is riveting stuff. I got to have you as a regular guest if you'll do it. We'll also fire out some of your websites and contact. Stay there, because what you were just saying had my brain making all these connections. That's how this works. Stay there, sir.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question: with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Final segment with our guest. Really appreciate Patrice O'Neill joining us. He's on with Jason Burmish. Tomorrow night or is it the next night? Yeah, tomorrow night. The Info Warrior from 9 to midnight will be on for an hour then, and to hear more from him. And this is his awakening. He's got the courage. Guts is enough. Smart guy. He's looking at this, and he's asking the same question I'm asking. How do you reach out to these white yuppies or black folks, whoever? Because they're going to think you're saying, no, I want McCain. No, we're saying it's like a used car salesman trying to sell you two lemons, and one of them's got a better paint job. And all we're saying is you don't want to buy any car off this lot. you want to get to the real issues. And black folks, I've always found, have been the biggest hardcore fans of this radio show because they've been screwed a lot. They know about the man. They know about corruption. And now a lot of black fans I have are saying, yeah, Alex, we know you're right, and he is lying about stuff, but still, he's not bad, Alex. He's not bad. Fine. Obama, let's just say, is a wonderful guy, which he's not. He's very evil. I'll tell you right now, I've studied him. Very slick, very wicked, and he's betraying people. But how do we then reach out? But finish up the point, because I think what I got from you earlier is you're saying you're just going to plant seeds with people and get them to start thinking so as they get betrayed more and more, they wake up. Say that in your own words and finish up what you were saying about black folks understanding betrayal.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like right now, can you imagine all this time where you feel like you're in some kind of fight and you've never had a representative for your fight? Now you have one. It was easy to say that the government was this and that when it wasn't your own anyway. We've never felt a part of it. Now, and for some way, and you got to understand, you know, you got to be understanding of the fact that if you don't know politics and you don't know things like that, you may think that now it's the black president, now it's on. There's some white people who think that too. But ultimately, black people, the toughest thing in terms of being a black person is to actually have a different opinion than the predominant black community. And to stand and say something even slightly, like on stage I say, he's black, but he ain't Compton black. He ain't black. He ain't a dude from Chicago that he represents. He's an African. Matter of fact, Africans take him in more than black people. A lot of black people don't know that. And the thing is how do you is like, because I'm a comic, I get to introduce people to that in a way where they don't have to listen to it. They don't have to. They can laugh at it. So you can do two things with what I do. You can laugh at it because I said it funny, or you can go, that's interesting. Let me go check that out.
All right.
That's what I'm trying to do. And it's very difficult for someone black is to stand up and go, even to say Al Sharpton. You're not a fan of Al Sharpton and you're black is because he represents black in a place that people feel is against black people. But what I say is that we're all one thing. And let me finish that. And I know I'm kind of off place, but one thing I notice about people who get killed in this world, nobody who ever creates confusion and keeps people angry at each other and keeps people. When Malcolm X kept people separate, he lived a very happy life. When he saw that bringing people together and bringing everyone into some type of knowledge, he was killed. Gandhi the same way. Martin Luther King the same way. Jesus the same way. It seems like when you are a person who pushes confusion and pushes anger and makes people separate and makes people think that it's a system that's against black and against it's a system that's against the masses. The masses are to stay confused. And if you're ever to bring light to the masses, that's when your life's in danger. You know, when people who are at the bottom start to go, wait a minute, hold on. Let's find out where the door is of the person at the top. What's this Bilderberg group? What's this Illuminati? Once that starts to be real, then I think this will be a bigger movement than it is. Because, again, Alex, where I'm sitting, I'm in the middle. I'm intelligent, but I'm not informed with all of this.
But you're getting informed. You know what, Patrice? We've got other guests coming on. I know you're busy. I don't want to keep you much longer. But, Jason, you want to say hi to Patrice O'Neill?
Yeah, you know, I just want to thank him for going on a show like Opie and Anthony, which does reach out to an audience that we don't necessarily reach out.
Yeah, millions of people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of my friends are huge fans. You know, Patrice used to be on Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn all the time. He's on, you know, Best Week Ever all the time. He hosts these little YouTube shows. So he's a face out there that is going to reach an audience that is kind of at that dumbed-down iPhone level.
He goes on CNN, Fox, everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So we need more people like this to come out and talk about these real issues.
And he's got courage. I mean, this is a guy who's waking up to this. He's black, and he's got this amazing courage. I didn't see that from Republicans who just couldn't admit Bush was conning him because he was a white guy and looked like them. See, I mean, it's the people are all people. That's a saying. It's true. We all act the same. We think it's like sports teams. We think the guy that looks like us is going to represent us. But I was listening to who's the new guy on CNN, young black guy, Saturday show? Well, he has a show on XM, and I listen to it driving home a lot. And he had on this financial expert, and they were talking about how these mortgage companies ripping off black people mainly would call up blacks that had good mortgages, been paying their bills for decades, tell them, oh, we're a black company, really weren't, and have them go sign papers and rip them off using a black person to run the scam. So, I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. But, Patrice, any closing comments?
I appreciate it, man. I'm a fan of learning this kind of stuff, man. You guys got it. And again, like I said, I'm not going. Alex Jones is right. I'm just saying to people who are listening, I'm going, okay, he said this, I'm going to look it up, and some interesting things come up.
For a considered novice, Patrice, you talk a lot. You know? Yeah, I mean, he talked about Gulf of Tonkin. He talked about the Federal Reserve banking system on the show. He talked about Building 7 on the show. I mean, for a novice, well, it looks like you've already looked at it.
And that's the one thing, and I know you guys got to go, but one thing is that we argue a lot about logistics of certain conspiracies, but I like to try to get to the practical things, and that's what I'm learning how to argue is. Okay, let's not talk about if the Germans actually sank the Lithuania. Let's talk about the timing of the sinking and what ultimately happened. We got in a war, and an expensive war. And I'm, because people like to argue about whether, you know, that's Muhammad Atta's actual, you know, ID, his actual passport on the ground. It's like we get off into all those little things. And we need to talk about the basics, the climate, what is really going on. And, you know, and I appreciate you. I mean, you must get a lot of problems, Alex. So, you know, what you guys are doing, dude, is you take
well,
a
we
lot
appreciate,
of problems, man.
We appreciate you. And it's D.L. Hughley. That's the
yeah,
guy
D.L. Hughley, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I've gotten to where I'm driving home. That's when he's on, like 6, 7 at night. I used to go home about 5, see the kids come back. And I listen to him, and you hear the callers going. And
he's a well-meaning guy. He's
yeah, but I'm not talking about him. He had a black financial expert on, and they were taking calls. And it was just I listened for like 30 minutes. I think it was Monday. And caller after caller was talking about how a nice black voice would call up. They'd say, come down. They'd have black brokers, but it's working for a big global company. And they think, oh, this is nice black folks. I'm going to change my mortgage. And they were ripping them off. I mean, my whole point is a black guy will mug you, a white guy will mug you. And I'm telling you right now, Barack Obama, you know, just like all white people aren't evil, well, all white people aren't good either. Well, all black people aren't good. I'm telling you right now, Obama is New World Order and is selling this agenda. Well, listen, it's very exciting to have had you on, Patrice O'Neill. God bless you.
Thank you.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now and take control of your future. IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Mr. Kaiser, good to have you on with us.
Alex Jones.
Okay, Max Kaiser, so much is going on. Now, let's talk about the G20. They're trying to push for a new global monetary bank. The same bankers that engineered the crisis, they're going to save us by giving them more power.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, before we get to the G20, I thought I'd review for you the orchestration of the biggest wealth heist in history. Okay, you ready for this? In 2 or 3 minutes, I will relate to you about how the biggest wealth heist in history took place. Basically, going back to the 9/11 attacks, at that moment, Alex, the rich people in America got really frightened because their notion was, oh, my God, the barbarians are here. And Alan Greenspan at the Federal Reserve Bank at the time, he took interest rates down to 1%. Now, interest rates are the fulcrum upon which the entire U.S. economy and the global economy functions. Now, when Greenspan lowered interest rates down to 1% after the attacks of 9/11, at the behest of the what you might call the elites in America, because when you have low interest rates like that, you can engineer incredible banking frauds and heists. And what we've seen since that time is the banking system first accumulate hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, of what we now call, or what we now know, are counterfeit bonds, stocks, and options, to the point where even Gordon Brown, at the G20 meeting, referred to this whole system as the shadow banking system. There is no doubt now, there is nobody hiding the fact that there is this huge shadow banking system. That's at least $20 or $30 trillion worth of trades that go on behind the scenes are totally unreported. This is why, Alex, when Geithner and these guys dump $5, $10, $12 trillion into these banks, it doesn't seem to improve the situation at all because they're sitting on $20, $30, $40 trillion of fraudulent trades. And this has all been building up since the 9/11 attacks. They artificially dropped interest rates down to 1%. which set in motion the dot-com bubble, when then that burst. But instead of there being a recession, it merely went into the real estate bubble. That built up to extraordinary levels. When that burst, now they're faced with how are we going to create a new bubble, and the new bubble is what we talked about at the G20. It's Gordon Brown. He's talking about the IMF. He's talking about a global currency, and this is how they're going to try to hide this 20 or 30 trillion or more in bogus counterfeit bonds and stocks by using now the IMF. The IMF is not going to be the new global slush fund of choice, and that's what we're seeing today. What does it mean to people on the street, to the average Americans? It means that they're not going to have money to borrow. It means the recession is going to get deeper. It means there's a depression coming. And it means that the bankers who have been basically using the system to confiscate all of this wealth are just getting better at it. And they're not about to turn around and start sharing that wealth. And what they would do if they were really interested in doing that is that they would raise interest rates, because higher interest rates are what you and me and the saver want. We want a return on our investment. We want a return on the money we have in the bank. We want a wage that makes sense. That's tied into a higher rate. As long as they keep rates artificially low, they can continue to put forth these incredible accounting frauds. And it was just
Max Kaiser, just to simplify it for people, Bloomberg now reports $12.8 trillion has disappeared in 6 months since October 3rd into a black hole. Senators and House members ask the Fed chief, where's the money? He says, I won't tell you. Meanwhile, they're still giving each other record bonuses. Rome is beginning to burn. 630-something thousand people unemployed in March alone, accelerating. All of this is just getting crazier and crazier. Meanwhile, the very banking institutions that engage in this Ponzi scheme, this counterfeiting fraud, as you rightfully put it, are running around smiling at the G20, saying that they're saving us. Where does all this go?
The black hole, or the shadow banking system, is still quite several magnitudes greater than this $11 to $12 trillion that they've already dumped into the system. And we're talking about multiple hundreds of trillions of dollars. And because it's a shell game. So they, as you know, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan stopped being investment banks. They became commercial banks. That allowed them to be eligible for bailout money from the Fed. Then they bought a dying institution like Merrill Lynch, was bought by Bank of America, so they can get money from the Fed to bail them out. Merrill Lynch is still sitting on a huge multi-trillion black hole of debt. J.P. Morgan alone has $90 trillion worth of derivative contracts, and they won't tell you where they are or who the counterparty is. You know, that's another phrase you hear all the time. Oh, the counterparty. Are they at risk or not at risk? Well, the ultimate counterparty is you and me. We're the counterparty.
And let's be clear.
No counterparty. Well, we're the counterparty ultimately at the end of the game. And how do they do that? Well, the end game is, as many people on your show have pointed out, massive money printing, high inflation, hyperinflation. So that's really when the true crisis begins. So when Obama says that, we're learning our lessons now and we don't want to repeat this crisis, they haven't even started the real crisis yet. The real crisis is when all this money finds its way into the general economy in the form of hyperinflation. The U.S. policies right now are the policies not of the 30s that they're trying to avoid, but of Weimar Republic of the 20s. Weimar Republic, to recover from World War I, introduced lower rates, high money supply, and basically the same policies that the U.S. are doing now. The result was hyperinflation in Weimar Germany. History tells us this. This is what is going to happen in the U.S. because they're doing the exact same policies.
Expanding on that, and you've been making these predictions for years, and now unfortunately they're coming true. 5 years ago you were criticizing the derivative situation and calling it a Ponzi scheme. Now we're at that point. $12.8 trillion they expect U.S. taxpayers to pay back to offshore banks, and then in a weird way the central banks then get paid interest on allowing the government to loan money to the very banks. So they're going to get interest on the money we basically give them, and then charge us interest, and the GDP is $13 trillion of the United States, and all these other countries are getting close to exceeding their GDPs in only 6 months of looting. So, A, how would we ever pay back to the foreign banks, we have to pay them back for giving them our money, get your mind around that, folks. Will we be able to ever pay them back with a million new taxes? And then B, how bad will the hyperinflation crises get, and when is that coming?
Well, the interest that Americans on average pay, in the percentage of their income that goes to servicing the debt, is in the, I believe, in the 14 to 15%. I'll double-check my figures. I know that it's up quite sharply in the last year and a half. And the trajectory of that number is going up quite quickly. So when the income of you and me and every American, when it gets to the point where you're putting 50 or 60 or 70% of your income to pay just the interest on your debt, then you have what Warren Buffett himself predicted less than 3 years ago. Warren Buffett himself said America is becoming a nation of sharecroppers. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about indentured servitude. And it's being engineered because, you know, the rich people, you got to go all the way back to 1649 out. You know, in England, they revolted against the divine right of kings. Charles I was taken off the throne, and you had a parliamentary rule established, and it was the end of divine right of kings. Now we've got the divine right of hedge funds. The hedge funds think that they're God. They think Tim Geithner thinks he's God, and that he farts money, and he wants everyone to breathe in his fart money and think that that can sustain them. And let me give an example of something that's absolutely shocking. Just recently, the government went after UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, and they said, you know what? We found you evading taxes and helping people to evade taxes. We're going to fine you $750 million. At the same time, AIG, through Geithner's plan, was getting a $5 billion cash injection from the U.S. taxpayer that went right into UBS's pocket. So the penalty that UBS had to pay for being caught in a tax evasion scam was to be gifted from the U.S. taxpayer $4.25 billion.
All right, stay there, Max. I want to repeat that when we come back. Max Keiser is our guest. And we're going to continue breaking all this down and talk about the big issue. How about we just arrest the bankers?
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Ever? Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Max Kaiser, I apologize for making you wait 5 minutes when we invited you on here, but this is breaking, and I wanted to just get that on record. Again, Max, it isn't just about raising money. Suddenly, all over, the Marines are at DWI checkpoints, the Army's at mass shootings. Suddenly, they're putting liaison officers in all the major police departments in the Intelligence Bureau. This is slow-motion martial law.
Yeah, well, when you have an economy like America, which is 70% consumption and something like 10 to 15% military, you know, you got to give them something to do. You know, this is just the business of America is the military and consumption. So you've got huge health problems with overconsumption, huge economic problems, and you've got your military sitting in your backyard. Because the economy, it needs to be re-architected to reflect something else. This current economic architecture of America of consumption and militarism can be changed to reflect something else. It does not reflect any existential threat. There's absolutely no reason for the American economy to be consumption and militarism. It's just a choice made by those who sell consumer products and military products to create a country that buys military purchases and consumer products.
Instead, Max.
You know, loop for those people, but it doesn't have to be that way. There's nothing in the world that nobody, you know. The fact is, America is 5% of the world population. The GDP is shrinking rapidly. It has a very high opinion of itself. Who really cares about it anymore? I mean, the other economies are growing faster. They're more interesting. They're more dynamic in Asia and the Middle East and Europe. You know, America thinks, you know, it's becoming kind of a forgotten country at this point because it just doesn't do that much anymore. You know, the athletes are all on steroids. The Olympics are fixed. The banking system's a fraud. Who really thinks about it? If you leave America, nobody talks about America anymore. Sure, Barack Obama is a very photogenic guy, and he's great in Europe, and they applaud him. But by this time next week, he will be, you know, forgotten. And people are going to be focusing on jobs, quality of life, and issues that are important within the economies here in Europe that do not feed into consumerism and radical militarization. That's not what the economy is based in.
Do you remember when the Pentagon wanted to create a hedge fund on when the next terror attack was coming to make money off of it?
Well, if you go back to John Poindexter, he introduced something called the policy analysis market, PAM, which is based on my technology, the virtual specialist technology, which you mentioned at the top of the show. It's a patented technology for making a market in events, such as is outlined. And my original intent was to do something with Hollywood, but it got picked up by the Pentagon, and they launched this thing, or they tried to, called the policy analysis market, where people could buy and sell securities based on terror attacks. And my point at that time was that you're just encouraging terror attacks. It's like the people, you know, I don't want to get into the whole 9/11 thing, but you know, people were making bets on exploding airplanes in the weeks leading up to 9/11. Obviously, that's true because the volume of bets against airlines that they were going to explode was increased 10 to 20 times. So it was no secret that people were making bets against them. It what turned out to be they were making against bets against themselves. But you see this type of moral vacuousness where these bankers are actually destroying themselves. They're destroying their own economy because they've become psychotic. The embezzlement and the fraud has run into levels that are not beyond just what Mike Milken did back at Drexel Burnham. It's become a whole other magnitude. You have Goldman Sachs, of course, very famously last year, sold bonds to municipalities while at the same time selling short those bonds, attacking their customers. You have the example of Armor, a company called Armor Plating, I think the name is. They make material for soldiers, and U.S. soldiers in Iran, Iraq. They couldn't raise money last year because the hedge funds were selling the stock short. They were killing the stock. They were selling the stock naked, which means you're selling stock that doesn't exist. You're selling counterfeit stock. The company couldn't raise any more money. And as a result, of course, U.S. soldiers were in harm's way because the hedge funds thought that their profits were more important than the lives of the U.S. soldiers. And again, it's the divine right of hedge funds. It was a company called Force Protection, Inc.
Max Kaiser, I interrupted you earlier. I wanted you to finish up with your new website dealing with changing the paradigm.
Yeah, changing paradigm is exactly right. The site is called piratemyfilm.com. It gives filmmakers a way to finance their films by pre-selling what I call gold copies to people who are then entitled to a percentage of any ad revenues that might be generated once the film is released to the pirate network. So I say instead of fighting the pirates, work with the pirates. Because the copyright so-called pirates, they're being vilified unnecessarily. All they're doing is stretching the limits of technology and challenging unjust copyright laws. And they're being, again, caught up in the military in the U.S., and it's killing intellectual property in the U.S. It's stifling creativity in the U.S. To have things on copyright law for 20, 30, 40, 50, lifetime plus 70 years is like having an intellectual lobotomy. And that's part of the reason that America can't think its way out of these problems, is because all the good ideas are locked up on corporate balance sheets. So I say this site, piratemyfilm.com, it gives filmmakers and creatives a chance to raise money for projects by pre-selling future ad revenue. And it's all based on some of my previous designs and some of my previous websites. All I have up right now is a splash page, but I'm going to start to introduce more functionality in the very next few days.
All right, Max Kaiser, I got a lot of final questions I want to get to with you. You know, I talked about how bad will it get, but let's try to cover that. But first, Barack Obama. I see him just as a diversion and as a distraction that the establishment is using while the very same power structure outside of even his control just moves forward with their agenda. Your take on that?
Well, I've been on your show before, Alec. I said two statements that I want to revisit right now. Leading up to the Barack Obama election, I said, you know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to really come out and be critical of Barack Obama, even though the people in his cabinet look the exact same people as the Bush cabinet. But give him the benefit of the doubt. Now I've seen what I've seen, and it looks like he's totally in the pocket of Wall Street and these guys, and I'm absolutely flabbergasted because it doesn't appear as though he's really making any kind of moves to extricate himself from the iron grip of these financial oligarchs. But it kind of saddens me. The other thing I mentioned on your show a couple of months ago was that there would be a run on the COMEX and the gold market back in December. That did not happen, but we did just get news that Deutsche Bank was involved in a massive manipulation on the COMEX in the past couple of weeks. So there's still a lot of fun and games going on in the COMEX, the gold futures markets in New York. There wasn't a run, as I predicted back in December, but there is a lot of skullduggery going on in that market.
So, well, to be fair, you said you thought it might happen, but they might be able to manipulate themselves out of it. I mean, the IMF just announced they're going to sell their gold to try to drive it down again. So it's like a beach ball they're trying to hold under. His website's maxkaiser.com. Okay, going back to Max Kaiser right before we end the show. Max, specifically, you got linked up on Drudge and it made national news in the U.S. when you made the point on international media that you know, global currency is the establishment, some of them want. The bankers want a new level of the Ponzi scheme. You made the comment that the United States would not put up with that.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, the U.S. dollar is a world reserve currency. The IMF is mostly made up of dollars in the U.S. influence. So is the World Bank. The fact that the U.S. has a world reserve currency gives it an incredible advantage in global commerce because it can effectively buy things on credit, and then when they have to pay out the credit, they just issue more currency. And that's the advantage of having a reserve currency. All other countries in the world, for example, if they want to buy oil, they first have to buy dollars because oil is traded exclusively in dollars. Gold is traded in dollars, and commodities are traded in dollars. So if any other country, like Japan, wants to buy oil, they first have to buy dollars. And that's what gives incredible support to the dollar. And the U.S. gets a commission on every single dollar. You know, that's a huge business for these bankers is the commission on dealing in dollars. So they don't want to get rid of that business. They don't want to share that business with anyone else. They don't want any other competing currencies. And they'll go, and you know, when Iraq was going to start trading oil in euros, that's when the U.S. went in, shock and awe. When Iran started talking about trading oil and gas in euros, oh, we're going to start saber rattling against Iran. You know, and China is now saying, well, oh, we're going to start trading in something maybe other than dollars, and we're going to do all these bilateral deals, billions, tens of billions of dollars in bilateral deals in Africa using other currencies other than the dollar. And the question is, well, is the U.S. going to go in there and do some kind of military action in Beijing like they've done in other countries? And although it may sound at first blush a bit extreme, you think about a previous empire, which was England, when their counterparty, China, was not buying their goods, the English went in with their gunboats and started something called the Opium Wars. They got China hooked up on opium, addicted to opium, as a way to defend the British pound.
All right, Max Kaiser, we're going to end the main radio transmission there. There goes Max Kaiser. I'm Alex Jones signing off.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.